Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here, 888-808-1019. We're going to do our fake Hall of Fame ballot for 2025. Hoff handed us a copy of it. We're going to fill that out throughout the course of the show, get to it a little bit later on. Should have Tom Verducci as well coming up at 12:40 to discuss some baseball. But let's get back to the calls here, BT. It is a Jets-heavy day. Aaron Glenn in the building. Lance Newmark as well. That's his name, Newmark?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, one thing for Glenn, but could we hire an experienced, established general manager with some resume here? You just would rather just hand it over to Glenn and have him have his buddy in here?
Well, the one thing that I read that gives me a little more confidence, I don't know much about Newmark. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I do. I know he's been with Detroit for a long time, which is not exactly something you put at the top of the resume, because right. Outside the last couple of years, they haven't done a whole hell of a lot, understood. But apparently, Ben Johnson wanted to take Newmark with him. That was the thought inside of the building. That was going to be the relationship. Wherever Ben Johnson went, Newmark was going with him, but the Bears obviously are set at that position, so that opened up the door for Glenn to take Newmark. So the fact that Ben wanted him makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it does make me feel a little bit better, but still. All right, Mo is calling from Setauket. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. Huge fan here. I don't even know what to think anymore. I'm going to get personal here and selfish. I'm 36 years old, and all of us miserable Jet fans, we're looking at another 4 years of this nonsense with Woody. Herm, Bowles, Mangini, Rex, Salah, Gase. Same thing over and over. You can tell me all you want about Aaron Glenn's attitude, how he talks to people. The one fact here, the Woody machine has ate and spat out all these first-time D coordinators. I mean, the one time we go offense, you get an Isaac Gase disaster, and disaster is putting it nicely. As my father said, as long as Woody pays the bills, as long as people continue to show up, buy the tickets, sadly, he can do whatever he wants. Lastly, and Sal, you're going to hate this. Personally, I want Aaron Rodgers back. But if it goes this route, does Aaron keep Aaron?
Well, we're going to get into that in just a second, Mo, and thank you for the call. I don't know why you'd say I'd hate that. I was one of the first ones to say I want Rodgers back, as a matter of fact, months ago. So I want Rodgers back, and even with the idea of Glenn being the head coach, BT,
yep.
I would still want him back. Now, would Glenn want Rodgers? We'll get to that in about 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
But here's where I agree in that Woody has chewed these guys up and spit them out, which is maybe my primary reason for wanting an established, no doubt about it, experienced head coach that I trust Woody's going to say, finally, here you go. Let's just hire. Like, Shad Khan has done this many times in Jacksonville. He hired Urban Meyer, who many people thought was a great hire at the time. Obviously, it flopped. It blew up in his face. He hired Doug Peterson, Super Bowl-winning head coach, to develop the quarterback. Didn't work out, but at least he said, okay, here you go. Here's the guy everybody wants. It's not always the answer, But I would have liked to have seen that with the Jets, and we still aren't getting that in the event that they do hire Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, but I mean, just to temporarily feel good about something, that doesn't interest me. I mean, okay, so Shad Khan, by the way, his son is a lot more involved than Shad. I think Shad is a little bit more hands-off. So I don't know, and I don't pretend to know how maybe messy it was behind the scenes in Jacksonville. Maybe it's a little bit like it is with the Jets, but... All right, great. They hired a guy, and they hired a guy who won a Super Bowl. But, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it doesn't matter to me. But the one thing that I don't do, and I really try not to do this, I don't attach one man's failure or one trend and absolutely declare it's going to continue. I don't do that.
Meaning like Sala to Glenn?
Meaning the Woody? Really everything, you know, pertaining to like the Jets losing ways or, you know, even the Mets at their lowest point with Wilpon, some of the conversations I used to have back in the day.
Right, but there is a constant.
Or even
here.
The Knicks, like, and maybe I'm just a bit of an optimist. And yes, and the constant is that they keep hiring the same profile coach. But it doesn't mean they're hiring the same profile man. But, and that's the difference.
No.
I think Sala was a fake. Sala was a fake tough guy. That's the bottom line.
I get it, but it's not just Sala. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my biggest critique of Robert Sala is that I thought he was too nice. But that's not what I'm talking about.
It's about Woody getting in the way.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a real leader, maybe you have a more effective way minimizing the noise coming from Woody. Maybe Sala just wasn't equipped to do that.
Yeah, and is Glenn going to be equipped to do that?
I don't know.
And by the way, it's very popular. You know, we know it firsthand with the Mets, and we've seen what happens with the change of ownership. Okay, now the results have to follow, but you can't argue how much better of a franchise they have been since Steve Cohen has taken over. And everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels this, Jaden Daniels that. What's the biggest difference in Washington? It's the owner. Snyder is gone. He's been gone. Think of the change. Now, I'm not saying get on here and fire the owner. It's not going to happen. Or sell the team, Woody. I know it's not going to happen. You could say it all you want.
Yeah.
But that is a huge difference that we've seen in Washington. That owner that tried to do the right thing, spent a lot of money hiring this guy, hiring that guy, it never worked. Why? Because the infrastructure within his ownership in the building was awful. And I think that's something that we're dealing with, maybe not to the Snyder extent with Woody, but he's the one constant with all these different coaches and quarterbacks who've gone on elsewhere to have success, whether it be Bowles or Geno Smith or Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. The constant's Woody.
See, to me, here's the money question. And we've asked a few money questions. This might be the most money question. Do you think that if the Jets encounter success, and I don't mean week one and I don't mean first month, but I mean it's fairly detectable fairly early in the air if Aaron gets the job, in the Aaron Glenn regime run, that they're going in the right direction. Do you believe that Woody is capable of laying out when things are going well? That's the money question.
I don't know.
Get your answer, then I'm going to follow it, but I need your answer first.
I don't know, but if I had to bet my life on it, I would say no, I don't think he's capable.
Okay, what would you have said about Dolan and the Knicks if I asked you the same question at the height of the Isaiah Thomas circus?
Yeah, same thing.
If you and I were doing a radio show back in the day.
100%, I'd agree with you.
Yep. But I want you guys to hear this, because when you hear the words, I think it's going to really... And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm just trying to give you a different perspective. If I would have...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Set to Sal. Me and Sal are doing a show together in 2004, 2005, right? And I say, Sal, let me ask you a question. Do you think that even if the Knicks get their act together, that James Dolan will be able to keep himself out of it and stay out of it?
I'd say no way.
And I would have said no as well. And look at them. You got a couple of good hires. I'm not saying they're perfect, but Leon Rose, you make some moves, you bring in some leaders. Guess what? He stays out of the way.
So it's going to take some success to get to that.
That's certainly my hope, but I also think it's kind of my belief.
Hoff, you joking?
What's going on here? What's up?
Dodger just signed Kirby Yates.
Pretty soon they're going to...
How many roster spots do they have? Enough! My God, what is going on here?
Did you guys get Pete yet?
Holy cow! I mean... But seriously, he's another time. Man, like, am I going to go nuts that the Mets didn't get him? No, but how many guys did the Dodgers get? They get Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates? Who else?
It is amazing what they've done. If you missed the conversation yesterday, today's obviously a big football day, and we'll do a little Hall of Fame later with baseball. But Sal and I had a really good discussion at the tail end of the show about, you know, the Dodgers, good for baseball, bad for... It's not an uncommon discussion. Others have had it. Me, I think it's great. Because what's missing from baseball, and really what's starting to happen now with the Chiefs, is that the Chiefs, because it's almost winning fatigue, like the Patriots, like those teams, like the Yankees, you almost become now motivated to root against somebody out of pure jealousy. And I think that without the Dodgers being that, having that villainous, that cape, so to speak, because the Yankees aren't that team anymore, I think you need a team to root against. I think it's good for baseball. Yeah, Sack up and beat them.
I think so, too. And you're starting to see a lot of comments come out. I just saw something before with Eric Chavez, the Mets hitting coach, talking about how, I looked at the schedule, can't wait to play him.
There you go.
And go at him. I mean, that should be the attitude. I said it yesterday. I hope both the Mets and the Yankees take them down when they get the opportunity. But, like, Sasaki, Tanner Scott, worn enough. Now even Kirby Yates, like, what are we doing here? I don't understand how they're doing it. Just every player that's available that's decent is going to the Dodgers?
115 wins.
There's not going to be any underbelly of the Dodgers roster?
I don't know.
I'm betting the under. On principle, I'm betting the under. I'm betting the pants off of the under. 115 wins. No, something will go wrong. I just don't believe that you could build a team like that and have success.
You know what the next move is coming tomorrow? They're going to introduce the first $1 million bat boy. Yeah. That is where it's going. The guy in the warm up the pitchers. He signed to a $2.7 million deal.
I think you just found Pete's next role, maybe. Maybe Pete, go to the Dodgers as a bat boy. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, get to the Aaron Rodgers aspect of the potential Jets hire with Aaron Glenn, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.